there. It's Amy Schmidt, your host of the Fearlessly Facing 50 and Beyond podcast. I am so happy that you have chosen to spend time with me. As a reinvention confidence expert, along with a storyteller, I've shared quite a few things along this journey. But what I've found is the most important info to share are stories. Stories of amazing people, ordinary people, extraordinary people doing things that are going to inspire you to action. So come and join me in this space because you're going to be inspired. Let's get started. It's our time. Hey there, it's Amy, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. So excited you're here with us today and taking some time to listen in. We've got a great episode for you today with a really great conversation with a woman that I am excited to introduce you to, Tamsin Fidel. So before we get to that interview, I want to remind you that there is a mind and body confidence course just for you. Okay, now we're in the new year. So 2023, there might be some things you want to recalibrate. You want to change. You want to discover about yourself. You want to peel back the layers and find that confidence again. And believe me, you are not alone. You are not alone. I'm right there with you. So let's talk about the balance that we need to really live our best confident life. We have to have the wellness portion and we have to have the mindset portion. And together, those two things make us unstoppable. So we have put together an incredible 14-day course for you. It really is great. Every day you get a video to start your day. And then you've got a worksheet, some recipes if you want to use them. You can go back and do this course over and over again when you need a little shift in your mindset and you need a little more confidence. So this isn't a one and done. You know, confidence is a muscle and we need to continue to exercise it, to strengthen it so that we can live our best confident lives. So you can go to fearlesslyfacing50.com, my website, and you can go enroll in the course right there. It's easy, it is fun, and I'm excited to go alongside this journey with you because there's nothing better than having the ability to cannonball with confidence at any stage of life. So now let's get into our terrific conversation and guest today. I have with us Tamsin Fidel, and you may recognize her from the news. You may recognize her from her TV show that she interviews Broadway stars. And, you know, she's really just a superhuman that I enjoy. We had a great conversation about life after 50 and what that has meant for her. Some of my journey along with that, as we say, you know, we share some similarities, right? As women, as a community of women at a certain age, there are so many things that are common denominators for us. You know, we weave together this beautiful masterpiece when we come together and share our knowledge and open the dialogue about things that are really important. So with no further ado, sit back, relax, stand up and dance, whatever the heck you want to do as you listen to this episode with the amazing Tamsin Fidel. Well, welcome to the episode of Fearlessly Facing 50 and Beyond podcast today. I'm really excited for this and I'm keeping the camera on. I don't know if I should be. What do you think, Tamsin? I really don't know. She's looking absolutely gorgeous. And
what I ever look like at this time. I had to work this morning. That's it. Otherwise, I would like to be in my baseball hat.
Exactly. That's where I am. You can see. So Tamsin Fidel, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here. We had this scheduled a while ago and I had to cancel. And thanks for being flexible because I know you're busy doing a million awesome things.
We are all busy. I'll tell you what, I've learned that like everything just works out the way it's supposed to. I don't know why. And I was not one to have that kind of mindset ever. I thought I had to control everything and get it on my to-do list. And now I realized that like it doesn't work like that.
Life doesn't work like that, right?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
As much as you want to be in control of everything, you just got to kind of throw those reins aside and you still can be in power, but you don't have to have control of everything, right?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah. So give us the little 30-second download on you. Give us a little intro for all those listeners all over the world.
Oh boy. Okay. I've been a news anchor for 20 plus years. I'm not even going to try to add them up, but there's a lot of them, a few decades. And I am in New York City. I do the 4, 5, 6, and 10 o'clock newscasts. I have a weekly Broadway show because Broadway is my passion and I've always just loved it. And I love telling the stories of incredible people that are on stage and off stage and you know, just how my whole life's about storytelling, you know? And so I just think that the arts really do that. that. And I have also become a big advocate of menopause. I had my own experience at work and it was not a pleasant one. And I didn't know what was going on. And I lost my mom at an early age. So I never talked about menopause, learned about menopause, cared about menopause. And it has quickly become something that I'm advocating for. And in terms of research, in terms of education, in terms of just passing it along. And then I got married. When I was 50 years old. So that's my download.
Isn't that
50s
awesome?
have been interesting.
50s have been interesting. I'd have to say the same thing. I mean, you know, and I think we talked a little bit before we started recording the fact that we master the art of transitions and reinvention.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
when you really think about what we do as women, we constantly evolve. And just hearing your background and what you've done, it's incredible. And now you've taken on this new kind of, well, not new, but this passion around menopause, which I got to be honest with you. When I first launched the podcast, right 6 months before I was 50, you know, being fearless and all of that, the menopause was still one of those things. I'm talking to all these thought leaders around it. I'm like, wow, I'm actually experiencing that right now.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Like And if you'd have told me 5 years ago, you know, I lost my mother to breast cancer. And so breast cancer was always something that I talked about, tried to educate about, tried to, you know, raise money for. I was part of all these different organizations and I still do. But menopause was never something in my peripheral, nothing I ever thought about. And I think every once in a while, like, what did I think about it? And I don't really know. I didn't think about it. I thought like, I guess when you're 50, but you know, I started going through a lot of the signs that I now understand are perimenopause. I started experiencing it. I ended up on the floor of the bathroom during a live newscast as a result of it. And even then I didn't get it. Like I wasn't laying on the floor going, I think I'm now in menopause. I was like, what's happening?
What's going on?
So, who am I now? And I've realized that I'm not alone. My story is certainly not the only story or the worst story, but it is one of these stories. And, you know, and so I've been working on a documentary about it and about educating, but also letting people know that that's not the end of the world. You know, it's not the worst thing that's ever going to happen to you, but it is the worst thing if you don't know and you're not educated about it. It just feels awful and it feels very isolating. And that's probably the worst thing to me. And, for people to not know what they're going through, because that brings with it a lot of different things, a lack of confidence, fear, you know, uncertainty, and then all of the physical side effects of it. So it's something I've been working on and very, really passionate about, because I'm not a mother myself, but I do feel like I have a yearning, a desire, and a duty to, you know, pass on what I've learned to the next generation of young women. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Exactly. Which I think is so amazing, because I happen to have a 25-year-old daughter and she hears me talking about this. I didn't have these conversations with my mom, who's no longer with us, you know, but it really is a movement. And now when you see, you know, Tamron Hall just had an hour show the other day, it was her second hour, I think, of her second hour of having shows like that. We've just had, you know, Maria Shriver on with Oprah. It's becoming really top of mind. And now it just kind of comes off our tongue, like we're sitting around at a cocktail party and we're mentioning it. It's so awesome.
Isn't it awesome? I was at work the other day and somebody said, like, oh my God, I was sweating like crazy. And then I thought about your menopause video and I thought, I'm so glad. Like, you know, because sometimes I try to do fun videos and I said, I want it to be not something we don't want to talk about or that we're whispering about, you know? Right. And so it's nice to see that when you see people that have big communities like that and have, you know, name recognition like Oprah, like Maria Shriver, like Tamron, that if they're talking about it, then we should be talking about it too. Right. And so, you know, I'm not them, but I certainly do want to do my part in helping continue to spread that word.
Which you are. You're doing an amazing job.
Oh, well,
you know,
so
I wasn't
are you.
Able
Thank
to
you.
Be Menopause Week. I ended up getting sick that week when it was like World Menopause Day and mm-hmm, Week and all mm-hmm. that. And I know you moderated a great discussion, I think Stacey London's event, which was amazing. And, you know, so there's just a lot of talk about it. And I'm really proud of everybody that's behind it, because, you know, for everybody goes through this. And I think Michelle Obama just said something about this. And the quote is, I'm not going to get it right. I should have written it down. But she said something like, if we make it to this point in our journey, we should be celebrating it, because
Absolutely.
It's a milestone. It's a celebration. We've lived this long.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, I just hit my 52nd birthday, and I lost my mother when she was 51. So, you know, I was 20, she was 51. And I thought, wow, like I've never seen what life looks like beyond 51 as a, you know, with my mom. I was never there. So to me, I feel incredibly grateful, and I feel incredibly, I now see how young she was, you know, when she died, because when I was 20 at 51 seemed a lot older. And I just think every day is a blessing. I really do. And I also think that, and I don't want to see people be afraid of these ages, you know, because there's often, you know, there's different things that come with them, right? A feeling of maybe being invisible, a feeling of not having as much confidence, uncertainty, asking the question, now what? Like, we've all done it. Doesn't matter how great it looks today, but we've all had that. And so I try my best to talk about that. And, you know, as a journalist, there's a lot of things you can't or don't talk about when you're doing that part of the job. And so for me, social media has been really enlightening in terms of me finding my real voice, you know, of what I really want to say versus what somebody's written for me. So that's been encouraging. And I've met an incredible group of women that I would not have met otherwise, women like yourself, that I'm encouraged by and excited by. And it makes me know that, like, this next chapter is pretty cool.
Isn't that amazing? Women just thrive on community. That's the way we are. We're nurturers. We need other people, and we thrive on community. And I have watched you evolve. You know, I follow you. I look at your social media, and you've really come into, you've always been what I would say confident. You know, I talk about confidence all the time. That's my whole thing, is cannonballing with confidence. Sure. But, you know, I really have seen you evolve into kind of really an authentic, true voice. And we become that in our 50s. I'm 52 as well. And do you think it's, you know, I think this is too strong. Some women say, we don't care anymore. You know, we don't care what other people think. I don't know if I agree with that 100% because I still care.
Yeah, but I do
something,
too.
Something.
It's so funny you say that, because I've heard it two times, or I've read it two times recently on social, like, you know, I just don't, nothing matter. It doesn't matter to me anymore. And that's not really it. It's, you know what it is? I've decided what is important to me now, and what was important to me 2 weeks ago or a month ago or 6 months ago or whatever it was is not as, you know, every day, every week, I feel like I whittle down what's the most important to me. And there are things that have become more meaningful. So, you know, 2 years ago, something that might've eaten my lunch doesn't necessarily do it now. So it's not that I don't care about anything, because that's such a blanket statement that I always think when you ever have these definitive statements, it's never true, right?
Right.
Either way. But I think that I've realized what's important to me now. And some of the things that, here's how I look at it. If I'm not going to carry it with me or know about it in 2 years, I'm not going to panic about it today as much as I would have 2 years ago.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I feel. Whether it's people, whether it's an incident, and I'm not saying I never worry about anything, because I ask my husband, like, he's always like, what are you doing? Who cares?
Yeah.
But I'm really whittling down the things that I feel are important to me and meaningful in this next part of the journey. I think that's what it is.
Well said. Great.
Because we don't have that much, you know, none of us have that much time. Even at 20 years old, you know, we have a finite amount of time on this earth. And so I feel like I'm kind of living my someday today, and not saying, like, in the future, like, I'm making it today.
I would agree with that 100%. Yeah. We're living our someday today. I like that. Okay. So I am out there when it comes to, like, talking about things that are really on my heart and part of my personal journey. That's one reason I started the podcast. And it's another reason to share information that I find is so valuable. So I'm going to ask you this. Wouldn't you love to be able to run, skip, jump, climb a mountain, swing on a trapeze, jump on a trampoline, whatever it is, without a leaky bladder? Okay, I'm putting it out there. I know I have an editor who's a male who edits my podcast, and I'm sure he's like, okay, Amy, you're bringing it again. I'm learning so much about this. I can tell my girlfriend, my wife, my sister, my friends, whatever. But you know what? It's so important to open the dialogue on this, because it's an important topic. And urinary stress, urinary incontinence is real, and you are not alone, and I am not alone. So that's why I want to share with you this amazing product that I have been using. I've been using Inovo to combat bladder leaks and strengthen my pelvic floor, which I can't tell you how many times I've pulled to a stoplight and I've heard my OBGYN saying, do your Kegels, Amy, do your Kegels. Well, you never know if you're doing them right. So Inovo's clever technology, it's non-invasive, it's not surgical. It's literally a pair of shorts. You put them on and the technology stimulates the pelvic floor to strengthen the muscles and treats the root cause of bladder leaks. You pull on the shorts and Inovo delivers 180 perfect pelvic floor contractions in 30 minutes. Literally, it's your me time for 30 minutes, 5 days a week for 12 weeks. You can read your emails. You can just have a little me time. You can do your to-do list, whatever it is. It works. It's clinically proven to work. It's non-invasive, safe, and easy to use. And you get results in as little as 4 weeks. So if you are somebody or you know of somebody that is suffering from bladder leaks, let's open the dialogue about it. Let's be transparent. We're women. We've had kids. This is part of it. So you know what? There's a great code. You go to myinovo.com. You use the code AMYK100, AMYK100 for $100 off. It's amazing. Get your starter kit. Let me know how you like it. And you know what? You'll be leak-free just like me. And it's an amazing, empowering, confidence-boosting feeling. Check it out. myinovo.com and use the code AMYK100. $100 off.
So let's talk about fear a little bit because, you know, it's something that we face. And, you know, there's different levels of fear. But take me to a time where you really felt like, wow, I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little bit fearful of going forward. And how did you push through that moment? Take it on.
I've had a few of them, but I think one of the biggest ones was going through my divorce. That was a really tough one for me because there was a lot attached to that. The other F word, failure, was attached to that. Mm-hmm. And I had a business that was wrapped around the marriage too and the relationship. So we worked together as well as we're married as well. You know, so I think that that was one of my big fearful moments. And you know, I pushed through that a couple of different ways. I pushed that by saying, like, is where I am today, which was like lonely with someone, where I want to be in the future. Like I couldn't see a future going forward. So I knew that for sure. So it wasn't a question whether am I going to do this or not do this. It was like, how do I get to that next place? Like, how am I getting there? I think I really did that one day by day. And I had to take control of areas of my life that I didn't have control of that part, but I did have control of other areas. So it would be silly things like the apartment, the house, my career, things that I could, my diet, my exercise, routine, things that I could take control of, I did. And I got through it day by day by day. And it's funny, I didn't understand that at the time, but I recently talked to my father. He lost my mom and then he also lost my stepmom about 2 years ago. And I said, Dad, how have you gotten through all these things? He's 82 now. And he's, kind of starting his life over again. It's not easy. And he said, day by day. And I went, oh, yeah, but that's such a simple answer. And he goes, that's the only answer. Mm-hmm. And so I went, oh, sometimes, you're like, oh, Dad has the advice again.
That's winning advice right there. Yeah.
It really is. It's what I did to get through my divorce. It's what I did when I've had different job shifts. It's what I did with the whole, turning 50 years old. That was it was scary for me because I thought, wow, am I really grown up now? Like, is this for real?
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm 50 or 45, but I am. And so I think that's what I've done to get through any kind of a fear is just day by day or minute by minute.
Day by day. I love it. Let's talk about friends for a minute, because I think this is another part of life as women, as we evolve and as we grow. Friendships are going to change, right? Seasons, reasons, all those things we hear from so many things plastered on social media. But I do think, and I know listeners that listen, because I get lots of messages from women and they say, I really struggle around this. Sometimes it's difficult for women to realize that friends that were there years ago may not still be there in the same way. And we need to release that. Others struggle with, how do I meet new people? How do I put myself out there? I'm scared to do that. I want to start this yoga class. I drive to the parking lot and I exit stage left and go to Starbucks because I'm scared to go in. What's your advice around friends? Because I love to hear this from other women because it takes a village and it changes over time.
Yeah, it does change over time, doesn't it? It's funny. I've tried to stop feeling if somebody doesn't want me a part of their life anymore, or I might not be a good match for them. Rejection in that, because I don't think that's what it is. I just think we are having now many more than any other generation experiences in a given day, right? Whether it's coming from online, whether it's coming from in person, whether it's coming from our relationship, kids, parents, or whatever it is. And if you think about that, everybody has 10 experiences a day of different interactions. And so we just can't all be that same person that maybe we were 2 years ago or 5 years ago with a friendship. So I think that I have my mother before she died said to me, like, by the end of your life, if you have five people that, are in your life, whoever they
Did
are,
she really?
Like, you're a very lucky, blessed person. Yeah. Wow. And I never forgot that. And I thought, like, I don't even know if I have five that are, going to be with me forever. But I do know that, there's like two or three friends that I think are always going to be there forever and have been through everything, whether it was my divorce or getting married again or career change or health scares or, me just wanting a different something in my life. And those are the people that have kind of ebbed and flowed with me. And then with regard to meeting new people, I think I just take it slow and steady. That's really what I do. Like, I never try to dive in and say, like, I need to have a new friend. I think I've tried to make everything an experience. And then if that goes beyond that, then I feel good about it. But I try not to make that be a rejection or an acceptance of myself anymore. Because again, it goes back to like what's important, right? And if you have that core group of people, whether that's your family or one or two friends, even if you're not seeing them all the time, I think that that's, I mean, I think you're really lucky.
I think you're really lucky. I love that your mom said that. Jim Rohn said that the motivational speaker said, you are the, aren't you the image or you are the people, the five you most spend your time with?
Yeah, you're the makeup of the five Isn't people that you're around the most.
Well, your mom said, Mom is a wise, wise woman. I love that. And let's talk about, you're in the public eye all the time. I mean, you are on camera, you are doing your thing, you are putting yourself out there on social media. What's it like, Tamsin, when you receive something, whether it's a comment, a message, feedback, whatever, and it's something that's negative?
Yeah.
How do you process that?
Well, here's how I used to process it. I used to process it by, I'd ask, my brother said I did polls. I'd be like, do you think that this really, somebody said this, who said it? Somebody on social media said that. And my brother or a family member would be like, what are you talking about? Because it's not part of their lives as much as it is mine.
Right.
And then today, I don't laugh off everything because if things are like too close to the truth or to your core, it's just her or your innermost fears, it's scary. But today I got a comment and it said, no, I have it pulled up here because I sent it to somebody I was laughing about. No one is lining up to date 50-year-olds, already damaged goods. And I thought, I just like laughed because I thought, what's wrong with you? And then I thought, I can't wait to read those mean comments out loud to other people and have somebody respond to this. So I don't know. I think that anytime we hear something that's too close to our inner thoughts, right? We internalize it.
Right.
I've tried to really understand if somebody has that much time to sit on social and make a nasty comment that I feel terrible for whatever else is going on the other, 23 hours and 59 minutes of their day. Yes. So I don't know. That's kind of where I've put it, unless it's somebody that I care about. And most of the times it's not somebody that I know so well. So
exactly. Well said. I love that answer. Yep. Yep. We just have to push it aside. And you're right.
It's hard. I think, it's hard because those things touch our innermost insecurities, but
absolutely.
I think you have to, consider the source that person is sitting there on a phone or on a computer, so unhappy that they're actually spending time typing, pushing reply, and then and writing something on your page. Like, what's wrong with them?
Right. Exactly. Two last things I want to talk about. One is kind of your self-care, your tips for somebody listening, because we struggle about this. I mean, women struggle around self-care, self-love, all those things, all those buzzwords we have all the time coming in front of us. And then we actually don't incorporate that into our life. What do you do for self-care? Because you're busy. I mean, you are, the B word, I like to say productive. You're a productive woman.
Yeah. Thank you. Walking is huge for me. Like, I'd like to say I meditate every day for an hour. I don't. I'd like to try. I try. It doesn't always work. Sometimes I do it in a cab. I don't really know if that's meditation or not, but if Headspace is on my phone, works. That's where I do it. I walk a lot. It's very cathartic for me and important to me. With regard to self-care, I get as much sleep as I can. It's not always great. And I do try to play catch up as much as I can. I am a big big skin person. Like I try to make sure all this makeup is stripped off and I really don't wear any on the weekends unless I have to. Right. I try to take care of that part of me. And went back to school. I'm at the IIN, which is the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And so I'm taking a class there to be certified as a health coach, because it's not just about about food, but it's more about, full circle 360 of everything. So that's been kind of part of my self-care. So I've been incorporating a lot of that stuff in my week to week, whether it's how I'm eating or how I'm spending my time or what I'm taking in. And so that's what I'm doing right now for 2023 for a little while.
Isn't that fabulous? Embracing being a novice, lifetime learning, all that stuff we have to continue to do.
Yeah, it's fun. And I don't feel like, it's not like the scary school when I finish college, I'm like, never again. But it's the, it's like, oh my gosh, this is really cool to learn because I'm using it. It's not stuff that I'm not using day to day. So I appreciate that.
We got to have you back and talk about that once you get started.
I would love to. I'm graduating in April. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yeah. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
You got to keep learning. Okay. Last question before I let you go today is one I ask everybody. And that is, Tamsin, if you're sitting on the couch and you look over and there's Tamsin at 30, mm-hmm. what advice would you give her?
Oh my gosh. I would say, don't give everything the same level of importance and take your three things, move them up to the top. And those are the ones that you concentrate on. Because I think that we get really overwhelmed and I think that we forget what's important. And if you can kind of clear the deck every once in a while and really figure out what's important in your life, you'll appreciate your things better and you'll appreciate your time better. And, you'll realize at the end of the day, it's the relationships that are the most important. You just can't tell somebody that until they, learn it for themselves.
Nobody has ever said that. Maybe in that way, but that's really why. You have a lot of wise words in this episode.
No, I love thanks.
That you shared that. I go back at the end of every year and we kind of do sound bites of all of the people that were interviewed. And everybody has, some are similar, but different takes on what advice they'd give themselves. I've always said I'd go over to her and give her a big hug and just say, I love you.
That's so nice. But that's but how important is that?
How important is that? Yeah. I love that you shared that. So Tamsin Fidel, thank you so much.
Oh gosh, this is such a pleasant conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we'll keep following you. I'll have everything, a link to the episode notes.
Wonderful.
Follow along with everything that you are doing. I'm proud
wonderful.
Of you.
We'll be able to push this out.
Yeah, this menopause advocate. I mean, you're thriving. And that's what
I love. Thank you.
Thank
you. We'll back at you. Thank you for everything. Thanks for the time today.
We'll see you soon. Okay, so I hope that this episode inspired you, encouraged you, and challenged you. Because when we share our stories, they're inspiring. You know what? It's important for people to connect. Connection is key. People need people. So as you go forward this week or today, be a difference maker, be a change maker, not only in your life, but in somebody else's. Reach out with a text, an email, or a phone call. Connection is key. It builds community and it builds confidence. Go forth and be awesome, and I'll see you soon.